Just before we go today, we've got time for a new segment. It's a debut, and it could possibly be also the last time it ever happens. I thought I would just wrap up a few interesting stories from the past week that you might not have seen on the mainstream news. Starting now at number five.
A teen in Utah has been involved in a car crash because they were wearing a blindfold. The 17-year-old driver was doing something called the Bird Box Challenge. Based on the Netflix film Bird Box, where the characters have to cover their eyes to remain alive, the challengers see numerous dangerous acts around the world as people blindfold themselves and, well, try not to get themselves injured. It's prompted a response from the streaming service telling people just don't do it. Thankfully, the teenager here made it out okay. Her car did collide with a ute, but neither party nor the passengers were injured. Police in the area called the outcome a predictable result. At number four, if you're an arachnophobe, you're probably glad you weren't in Brazil this week. Rising temperatures prompted an unusual phenomenon, which made it appear as though the sky was literally raining spiders. Photos of the event show hundreds of black dots suspended in mid-air, and while they appear to be floating, the spiders are actually suspended by a huge web. The species of spider, which I'm not even going to try and pronounce, produce a web so thin it's almost not visible to the human eye. While freaky, apparently it's not too unusual to happen in that part of the world during periods of hot weather. Coming in at number three, royalty was clearly on the minds of new parents in New Zealand last year. The list of banned baby names from 2018 has been released. Parents tried to name their children names like Majesty, Prince, Queen and Royal, along with Roman numerals and original creations like Heaven Princess Star, that's princess with two Z's. The Department of Internal Affairs, which is in charge of births, deaths and marriages, said families have the chance to argue their case for any names which come under review. The Registrar General was given the power to reject names in 1995 if they were offensive or too long. At number two, social media has probably peaked this week. A picture of an egg has become the most liked photo ever on Instagram. It's taken the top spot from socialite Kylie Jenner. More than 25 million people have liked the photo, beating Jenner's record of a measly 18 mil. The egg photo was uploaded on January 4th and had the sole intention of beating the record. They're now rather cheekily asking to be blue tick verified. And the number one story, while Lime scooters have this week been racing down Baldwin Street in Dunedin, a Welsh town is trying to ruin all the fun. They claim that Baldwin Street is not actually the steepest in the world. Baldwin Street has a confirmed gradient of 35% at its steepest, but residents of Harlech in Wales say their challenger, Ford Penlec, don't at me if that's wrong, is steeper at 36%. To take the top spot, a street must also have houses, and seeing as the Welsh street does, they've gone to the Guinness World Records to try and have their record verified. Kiwis aren't happy, of course. Dunedin's Mayor Dave Cull told Sky News, "The Welsh street might have steeper bits and not so steeper bits, but if it turns out to be ultimately steeper, then we will call on the gods of earthquake and tilt our street a little more and regain the title." And those are five stories that you might have missed this week.